This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's the 12th of June, 2021. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. We got Cal Hunter behind the glass, our producer. Thank you for being here. We're having a great time. Hour number one was really fun, especially about the low-speed scooter chase. That was awesome. If you are listening to us, and maybe some of the affiliates out there, which we appreciate and thank, there's so many wonderful affiliates that are carrying us. We're pushing the 100 mark, right, Cal? Getting close to the 100 mark.
Almost there.
And we really appreciate it. But some of them sometimes will just air this for 2 hours. This is a three-hour show. 9 to noon Pacific time, we're live every Saturday. With the occasional best of, if we're all, you know, on vacation, some
Memorial Day weekend,
something like that. But in general, go to RadioLawTalk.com, and there's a live button. Better than that, you call your radio station. Why are you only playing 2 of 3 hours of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth? That's what you need to tell them. Or you need to tell them the following. You know what? They've got the best disclaimers music and the best disclaimers stuff on their website. And that, yes, this is our disclaimers music. And it allows you to go to sleep at night. I mean, and we're not going to charge you for this. You know, Strauss, our wonderful sponsor, thank you for sponsoring us, Strauss. I'm going to throw your name out again, Strauss Naturals. But you know what? We don't charge for you to listen and read the disclaimers, you know, and that'll put you to sleep, like it's putting Denise to sleep right now. She's rubbing her eyes.
Which, never do this while you're driving, and never have someone read them aloud to you while you're driving, because they'll knock you out.
Well, you'll be arrested, too, I think. You'll probably have to do the little sobriety test.
And on your scooter, don't do that.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short, email us. Tell everybody to carry us for all 3 hours, but listen live at RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Remember, this is not, we're not giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. Let a local lawyer help you out. Look, we're going to talk about Avenatti this hour. He's in the news. We're going to talk about Supreme Court weighing in on enhanced sentences. We have a former prosecutor here as a co-host, Todd Kunin, and a individual that now has his own law practice that handles only criminal law. So he knows what's going on when it comes to this stuff. Denise, as I was looking at all our topics, it's almost they all, and Denise is a family law attorney. I would do personal injury. It seems like everything is leaning toward Todd today, doesn't it? Doesn't that you see that?
It does.
It's all criminal stuff today.
And I can tell that because the things that are leaning toward me when we have a show that's like that, the collective look of fear in Fred, Denise, and Cal's eyes.
Yes.
On the what is he going to say is much higher, so I'll try to keep it tame.
No, it's going to be good. And then we're going to talk about Robert Durst. That is the most interesting, and we're going to give you a background about Robert Durst. There's actually an HBO, I believe it was HBO story on Robert Durst that you've got to watch, but this is a very interesting man that's probably worth an estimated $100 million that is allegations of murdering his wife and other individuals over the years, and that's what his trial is about.
Yeah, well, he admitted to murdering one and dismembering him.
Yeah, and I think I have to think back, and that was the guy that was back in some island. Didn't he go to island?
Let's correct that. It was Texas. He admitted to killing one person and dismembering, not murdering.
Because
said murder. Murder
that's
is
true.
A crime legal definition. Not all killing of another is murder, and he was
acquitted.
He was acquitted in that case.
Self-defense.
Because he had
it.
Yes.
Yes.
But then the dentist, wasn't he back on an island somewhere? No. I don't know. There's so much going on with this individual, but
that was like Giselle or whatever her name was.
I was saying Epstein.
Who knows? We got so many cases we talk about. I can't remember who's on where. And then we're going to get into a couple other things. A very interesting water polo player things. Maybe third hour we'll be getting into that. My son played water polo. My daughter was a really good swimmer. In fact, got a Division I scholarship to swim. But I am very well aware of water polo players. And the very interesting way that this game is played, and it is played dirty at times. You know, it's a tough sport.
Well, the referees can't see underwater.
Yep,
that's why.
That's exactly right. And not only that, you know what they used to do, these water polo players? You know, you have swimmers, you swim laps, right? Football right. players, when you're getting in shape, you know, you run into each other or you lift weights. These guys had to tread water in, and you think, oh, tread water, I could do that, holding up chairs. They hand them a chair.
Wow.
And they say, hold this chair, tread water. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, you talk about brutal. And you look at those water polo players, at least the guys that you look at, and they're some of the most ripped people. Like they're just in perfect shape. And I ran into my son the other day and was talking to him, and his shirt was off, and I went, huh. What happened?
Fred said, are you still holding chairs up underwater?
Yeah. He looked at me and he said, Dad, you want to put your shirt up? Pass.
Yeah.
So actually, he's actually he's in really good shape. And I was like, compared to his,
yeah, these
what
guys,
he used to look like.
These guys say, I used to have six-pack abs. Well, now it's just the whole keg. That's what I got.
Even better.
But what we're going to do is we're going to get into case or no case, Cal. So let's roll a case or no case.
Okay, I think we can do that. I think we might even have time to get this started.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. Nicole was a TV star, well known among the younger demographic for her work on a famous reality show. Her character's name was Snooki, and she decided that Snooki was going to become her brand. So Nicole went to try and copyright the name Snooki so nobody else could use it. She wanted to get merchandise and all that stuff done. When she decided it was critical to protect her brand, she ran to a lawyer and asked, can I patent or copyright my nickname Snooki? The lawyer said, it could be tough. And she said, no, is this a case? I want to know, is this a case or no case? Can I copyright Snooki? Denise, can she or can't she?
Oh, I thought Todd was next.
Oh, wait.
Well, I don't know why she would think that. Only one person is gone, and it wasn't her.
All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Case or no case? Oh, yes. Well, you know, I know the show you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some folks have gotten into legal trouble from that show. Mike The Situation, whatever his last name was.
Really?
I think he got into some legal trouble, criminal trouble, I believe. But so the question here is, can Snooki copyright? I would think they should be looking more for trademark protection of the name as well.
Well, that's what I said. Patent, copyright.
Trademark, the whole ball of wax. And I am going to say that the cat is out of the bag, and I think the lawyer says, no, you can't do it, because that might have already come up in the show. The show already has copyright protection for anything coming in the show, and I think that the lawyer is probably going to tell him, sorry, the studio beat you to the punch. So it's and because of that, no case. True scenario, probably went and talked to everybody, but this is not a case.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Denise, what say you about the case of Snooki wanting to copyright the name as a brand?
No case.
All right. Fred Penny.
Whoa. Cal's like, I'm worried about getting this thing in before the break.
I'm just a little concerned that we have a case or no case, and we out of New Jersey, we haven't even mentioned leopard print yet, but whatever.
Well, that's on the car seats. Okay, Mr. Penny.
What's that looking to, like, what?
About Snooki.
All right, we got 1 minute to go.
Yeah, got a minute.
We got a minute to go, so I've got a minute, because it's going to be an easy minute. You know why it's an easy minute? And I'm telling you, this is even before Todd and Denise said anything. I said, this is a scenario, but it's not a case. So we're all the same. So maybe Cal can get some points if he snookers all of us.
Wow, it's so interesting to watch those great legal ones just turning like that. It's really fascinating.
All right, Cal, let's take us out, and we'll come back next segment and find out whether or not Snooki is a real case or not.
Okay. That's as Radio Law Talk continues here, you'll find out the real answer to Snooki's goal to copyright her nickname. That's as we continue here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's much more coming right up, right here.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-13.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Otherwise, you have now before. It's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, that's dumb.
Commercials and other announcements.
That's awesome, Cal. I love those little bumpers with the little baby bumpers. And we're going to talk about, we're talking about Snooki. She's about, what, 4'11 is she about? 4'11?
She's tiny.
So I didn't realize that she was that small until I looked her up during the break, and I was like, wow, she's tiny.
Well, she's small. You didn't have to look up very high. So.
Yeah.
She's only 4'11".
Well, she just has a smartphone. She didn't go on a PC.
Okay, got
it. So what's going on is all three of us said it's a scenario, Cal, but not a case.
Hmm.
So what say you about all of us saying it is a scenario but not a case?
Well, those of you who said it was not a case, that would be all three of you. Oh,
my heavens. You got us, Cal.
Yep. Since appearing on Jersey Shore in 2009, Elizabeth Laval Palazzi, Snooki.
I can see why she used Snooki.
has gained popularity, leading to a bunch of talk show appearances, web and TV series, participation in hosting large social media events. She earned $150,000 in Jersey Shore for each episode by the last season.
How much?
She was very popular, $150,000 per.
Wow.
She also appeared as a guest hostess for WWE Raw in 2011 and competed at WrestleMania that same year.
4'11", WrestleMania.
Huh? And her well, you know, there's those short people wrestling, you know, matches.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
what did Cal just say?
Well, I'm just saying. And, and her request was a case, but not for long. As soon as the judge saw it, he said, Snooki is such a common nickname, I'm going to throw it out before I even hear the arguments.
Wow.
And so it was tossed. It was a real case, but was dismissed, and so your pal Cal,
yay,
gets some points. So Snooki can use her name, but she can't trademark it.
Exactly right. So wow. Next hour, I'm going to take you to Arlington, Texas, where a cat infestation took over a school, and an employee did not like it. So we'll talk about that coming up next hour on Case or No Case.
I see a little on the internet that says smashed Snooki booked. Did you know if she was arrested for something? New York Post.
Yeah.
Let's see. New York Post. America's beloved pint-sized troublemaker. This is from the New York Post. That's 2010. Wow. That was a while back.
Nobody cares about her anymore. She's all lot. She's out now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we sure care about it. You just did a case or no case.
well,
you know, who knows? Okay. Let's talk about speaking of who cares about people.
I didn't care that much, honestly.
Avenatti. Let's talk about Avenatti, right? Talk about nobody cares. This is the lawyer. This is the famous lawyer that represented that he and let's say Trump were not best friends. Let's put it that way. And he's the one that represented, what's the lady's name? Come on, guys.
It was the...
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels. Yes.
And then he also represented a client that went against Nike, and so he's being prosecuted for allegedly, because he's pled not guilty, of trying to extort $25 million from Nike. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if it was an extortion or he's just representing his client and trying to...
He's been tried and convicted now.
That's right.
And he was convicted of attempting to extort Nike.
By a jury of his peers.
Right. No, I'm sorry. I didn't make that error. But he's got some other pending actions going for using some of his clients' funds or allegedly using...
There are other actions, I believe, include allegations that he had received settlement money but hadn't dispersed it to clients and then was using that to fund his own law office. Those are all allegations, and I think that has yet to be adjudicated.
Stormy Daniels that
lent it to the clients and charged them interest to their own money.
Yes.
Remember the guy in the wheelchair that he lent him some money and then charged him interest besides.
Well, here's the other one. It was apparently Stormy Daniels' book or some book
That's
deal
right.
that he was keeping money. These are all allegations, and they're going against him right now, though he's got those. But I guess they haven't sentenced him yet for the Nike deal. And I guess the argument is they're trying to say he needs to. His attorneys are asking for a short, 3-month stint in prison. Not 3 month, but like a 6 month prison, and then he can do it out of his house, right?
Yeah, which is a
home confinement.
A far cry from what the federal sentencing guidelines are, which are 11 to 14 years.
Isn't that a little extreme?
It is. It is very well. Listen. the federal guidelines, when you go to state court and there's a guideline and then you can get probation and stuff, oftentimes you can get much lower sentences. But the federal courts, they're real sticklers on that. You would go back to the, what is it? The folks that were trying to bribe their kids' way into college by donating charities and stuff. And, you know, the government came in. They really wanted harsh penalties. And some of them got a year. Some of those folks got a year. Some got lower sentences. And my thought here is, if somebody trying to grease the skids to get their kid into college gets a year in custody because of that sentencing, I don't see how Michael Avenatti, who has now been found guilty of trying to extort Nike to the tune of, what was it, $25 million, after being convicted by a jury, should get 6 months. He's already got credit for three because his bail was revoked. And the judge is saying he's learned his lesson. Please let him out. And
not judge, I mean his
attorney. His attorneys are asking the judge to just sentence him to 3 to 6 months. That would be far below the federal guidelines.
Yeah, and they're arguing that, you know, he's had a fall from grace. He was a very great attorney back there.
Prominent.
And very prominent, well-known, took on the hard cases and did all this stuff. And so he, because of all of now his failings, he has been shamed and he has learned his lesson.
Yeah, and I think, don't forget, his partners sued him or brought allegations against him taking money from him,
One quick thing. It's one thing when your attorney says the fall from grace and the shaming. I would be curious to know if there's a sentencing memorandum where Avenatti himself has made those claims.
Yeah.
Because if your attorney's saying it on behalf and you're not the one saying it, any judge is weary of, okay, I'll do this, and then you're in the news saying I was railroaded.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll come back and talk more about the Supreme Court limiting some enhanced sentence laws. We got that. The Supreme Court weighs in on that. And Durst, we're going to talk about Durst.
So you're saying it's a contrition thing with Avenatti?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. As Fred said, more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. And don't forget, you can hear our episodes, all of them. They're all posted on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number, 800-918-7092, 800-918-7092, 800-918-7092, that's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IP.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Details of President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin are still being finalized. So far, the White House says the plan includes a larger working session with senior staff. There's also a smaller session planned. A press conference is scheduled for after the meetings, but President Biden will appear solo. Former President Trump took questions from reporters with President Putin after their meeting in Helsinki in 2018. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is now waiting for the White House's input on the infrastructure plan that was agreed to on Thursday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy was one of 10 lawmakers who worked on the plan.
A lot of it depends upon how we pay for it. We feel like we've come up with pretty reasonable pay for us. We'll have to see if the White House agrees to it.
The proposed price tag is $974 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So there's a thing called the Federal Armed Career Criminal Act. There's all these interesting acts. And that act is kind of, like we said, it's Todd Kuenin's show today. These are criminal rules or laws concerning sentencing. So obviously in the 1980s, I believe it was a 1984 law is what this was. It basically said, and Todd's going to get in detail, but I'm going to go give you a round version of it and a simple version, is if you have so many convictions of violent felonies, that there's you can enhance, I think it's 3 convictions, I don't know, approximately. And then what they can do, the courts can do, is enhance the final one because you have prior serious felonies. And that's generally what it is, right? Isn't that generally the law?
Yeah, one of the common terms, if you've heard of the 3 strikes law, if you have 1 or 2 or more serious or violent felonies, it'd be the state of California, and you pick up a 3rd serious or violent felony, instead of getting whatever normally would be the charge or the punishment for that one crime without priors, which let's say you're convicted of a felony and it had, say, about a five-year sentencing range. Well, if that's a serious or violent felony, you had 2 prior serious or violent felonies, now you're looking at 25 to life in the state of California if you commit that crime. It's the Career Criminal Act. And a lot of states have them, and they also have versions of that on the federal level. And this case we're going to talk about actually came up as a result of a challenge to the sentencing law and some vague language that was in there calling for an enhanced penalty. On the federal level, this one was if you had 3 prior series of violent felonies, when you pick up the next one, you're looking at a 15-year minimum sentence if the 3 prior felonies and the new one had been what's called a violent felony in a way that was a bit vague. And so it went before the court, and the court, now listen, oftentimes you hear about, well, the conservative side with the conservatives and the liberal side with the liberals, the left and the right, there's this division on the court. Well, this is one where it was a 5-4 decision, and some traditionally conservative judges sided with the traditionally liberal judges to say, yeah, this is a problem with this law. And what they had a problem with was the fact that the definition of serious or violent felony didn't really specify between reckless acts and intentional acts. And the way it had been applied up to this point is that a felony could be serious or violent even if it was just reckless conduct. Now, here's the problem, and the justice, I believe it was Elena Kagan, and I love the way she wrote this. She wrote the opinion for the majority, and she said in there, look, sometimes you can reckless conduct is different from other violent conduct because reckless conduct isn't aimed at a specific person. If I drive recklessly, for example, this was just Todd's example. If I drive my car recklessly and I plow into Denise's car, that I wasn't intending to hit Denise. I was just engaged in a course of conduct where I didn't care and I could recklessly injure or harm somebody else. That is far different than if I get in my car and I see Denise driving and I gun it because I intentionally ram her car. That is violent conduct because it was intended to hurt Denise. And the court is saying, essentially, if it's the former, if it's reckless conduct, yeah, that is not subject to the court has ruled that that is not subject to the 15-year sentencing enhancement. If it is intentional violent conduct, then it would be. And that was the big distinction that the court made. I know in some states they solve this. For example, in the state of California, not only do they say these are our strike offenses if you're convicted of a serious or violent felony, but they also passed a different code section where it specifically lists out the code sections that are deemed to be violent felonies. So there's no guesswork as to whether or not this one qualifies or that one qualifies given the elements of the offense. They just went right in and specify, okay, this code section, Penal Code Section 211, that's a serious or violent felony. This one, murder, that's a serious or violent felony, and they give the code sections. A lot more clarity could occur on the federal level if they did the same thing, but we'll see if Congress makes that change in the law. But as it stands right now, if it's reckless conduct, doesn't qualify for the 15-year enhancement.
Better you than me dealing with those issues. Just to me, it's like, okay. All right, let's do something else. That's why it's lawyers.
It probably was one of the biggest cases that have come down in a long time.
No, people don't realize how big it is. Denise, you're right.
It's huge, but boy, it's almost as a snoozer.
Yeah, it's kind of it was a snoozer. It wasn't almost. Even I was going, Todd, that's all interesting. Well, it is. It's a major, major case coming down that's not getting a lot of press.
Well, the big question here is now going to be, how many people are serving sentences with a 15-year mandatory minimum based upon the old interpretation of the law, and are they subject now to resentencing? So you could have some people, if that is the case, and I can't answer that
specifically.
I would
say yes.
But they could get some relief there, being resentenced under the new law, or under the way the court has interpreted the law. And so we'll have to take a look at that and see if this is going to result in some folks getting out of jail.
Especially with the trend of trying to get more and more people out of prison that Donald Trump kind of started, that California's pushed to the max, and other states are as well, just to get people out for the sake of getting them out.
That could be. Look, if you can't do the crime, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Let's go ahead and put everybody in jail for any offense they've committed and all that. The fact is, I think that has run its course from a jail population standpoint. I think that things need to be readdressed. But by the same token, I'm not saying let's just go ahead and run an accounting calculation and release 15% regardless of what they've done, which sometimes gets reported. I think there's going to be a reduction in the prison population and who goes to prison, but I do think that it needs to be, like I said, more than just an accounting function. They really need to look at the offenses of the people that are getting out and what's going on.
And the recidivism rate.
Right. Yes, exactly. And it's tough. It's a tough call for anyone to make.
You know, the thing about recidivism rate, and this is what we're talking about, what is the rate at which people commit a crime to get out and then commit another crime. And the hard part about that is it really comes down to how they define recidivism in terms of the length of time. So sometimes they come in, when you hear people talk about it, it's like, okay, how long are you talking about recidivism? Is it if they get out and they ever commit another crime again 10 years later? That's not what they're talking about. Usually they're talking about, do they commit another crime within, and in one study that I saw, is it within 3.5 or 4 years of the commission of the previous crime? And then they say, oh, the recidivism rate goes down. It's low. It's much better under this new law. Well, the problem is, for 3 of those 4 years after he committed the first crime, he was incarcerated. And they count that as part of the recidivism time. So you really got to look at what time frame they're talking about when you judge recidivism, because they're not all using the same time frame.
And does parole or probation violation count when you do something like that and they haul you in for a parole violation? Does that count as recidivism?
And it depends on how the study is. If, right. if they do recidivism as being charged with a new crime and that's it, then it doesn't. If Fred can't stay
away,
keep his attention span long enough to have an intelligent conversation, then it does.
I'm going to put him on parole here.
Oh, my gosh. It's the most boring topic you've ever talked about. But guess what? It's important, but it is boring as heck.
It's public safety. It's critical.
It is, absolutely. I'd be curious if anybody who follows us on Twitter or Facebook or anything, shout us out if you think it was boring.
Shout out. Tell us if it's boring.
If you think it's interesting, shout it out. We'll do that.
Aren't there certain kinds of crimes that have higher recidivism rates than others?
Probably.
Let's talk about Durst. That's more exciting.
Wait, this is one time our show seller lied when he said, Radio Law Talk, it's not as boring as it sounds.
Exactly. 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or Instagram us. This is what I've been waiting to talk about. And Cal, I know we're running up on our time, but this is important. Robert Allen Durst is one of the sons, there's two sons, of Seymour Durst. He's a very famous real estate,
developer.
Not developer. I'm going to say, what is it? Big time real estate person.
Yep.
What do you want to call that word? But anyway, Douglas Durst, his brother, or his son, is actually doing really well and is in charge of the Durst organization. And this Robert Allen Durst just kind of went off the deep end. He's suspected of murdering his first wife, Kathleen McCormick Durst, approximately 1982 is when she disappeared. Then he becomes friends with Susan Berman, a longtime friend who, by the way, who's killed in Los Angeles in 2000. So he's up for that murder because they arrested him in 2015, and I know we got 30 seconds left. And then they find him, he dismembered another individual and agreed that, and he was found not guilty for that. But now we're going to come back and talk about it in a few seconds about what's going on, what's the latest with this trial. We'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Can we stop now? Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Okay, we're talking about the Durst trial, and Cal, I want you to get ready to play that spot that we have on him. The most important thing, and I went over it this last segment about the facts and of him being tried right now for the and these allegations of murder of Susan Berman, his friend, and the allegations are that she knew about the quote murder of his wife back in the early years of 1982, that he had told her some stuff, and their allegations are that he basically offed her because of that. Now, the big issue is not that. The weirdest issue was he went on to HBO and got interviewed about this trial coming up and the potential murder trial of Susan Berman. And here's the HBO guy interviewing him. Hang on.
Walk to justice resumed today outside of New Orleans.
I can hear that, Cal. Just
some of the most potentially damning evidence against him this time.
So you're not ready for it yet?
No, I'm not. So okay.
Go ahead, my bad.
So what's going on is he's interviewed on HBO, and I think we kept it. And he goes to the bathroom, and his mic is kept on. I don't know if it's the HBO guys that kept it on, but he had his mic on. And as he's going to the bathroom, and in fact, we should probably look it up. Do me a favor. Cal, let's set this up right. You can go to Radio Law Talk's YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and just type in Radio Law Talk. And you'll see you have it on there. We have put it on our YouTube channel on Radio Law Talk. And it's got the exact thing he's saying while in the bathroom taking a dump. you know, go on number two. You could say the word dump. and what he's saying in between the shots. And I want to set that up. And then we're going to go into what the latest is. And here's what's going on. His trial starts March 2nd, 2020. Talk about the wrong time to start your trial. And then COVID hits. So they put the trial off, and it starts up May of 2021. He's sitting in jail for a year until he can finally get his trial. And the thing that's bizarre to me, and I understand this guy's got some weird things going on, but he's still innocent until proven guilty, right? What's he doing sitting in jail, Todd, Mr. Prosecutor, for a year? And what if he's found not guilty? What, he had to sit in jail for a year.
That is true, but, you know, the Constitution says specifically that people will not be subject to excessive bail. So clearly the Constitution allows for those who are accused of crimes that have yet to be found guilty to be incarcerated or held in custody pending their release on bail. And the court has determined that it's not excessive bail if it's in certain guidelines. And given the fact that he hasn't appealed and said, hey, you know, my bail is excessive, I'm in custody, I should be out.
Right.
He is apparently in custody, subject to release on a bail amount that is sufficient that the courts have said is appropriate.
Apparently he's still in jail.
Yeah.
Did you find that, Cal, that was on our YouTube? Okay, this is him in the bathroom.
There it is.
This is one. Listen.
He said, there it is, you're caught.
You're right, of course. But can't imagine.
Arrested, he says. What a strange sequence of
what's in the house.
He said, I don't know what's in the house.
Oh, I want this.
What a disaster, he said. He was right. He was right. He said, I was wrong. And the burping. I don't know what that means.
Wait a minute. He's still going to talk.
I'm having difficulty with the questions.
Having difficulty with the questions, he said.
Correct. What the heck did I do? He said. Wow.
This is the best part.
Killed them all.
Killed them all. Of course. That's what he said.
So is that an indicator of mental illness, do you think, or a confession?
As a criminal defense attorney, I am going to say that everything we just heard is easily explainable in a very non-malicious, non-nefarious way, simply by saying he is describing the effects and the suffering he's engaging in because of what he had eaten the night before. I knew I shouldn't have gone to Chipotle. I knew I shouldn't have eaten those ribs. I knew I, because, you know, and if you look at it in that context, everything he says makes sense. Well, you're caught now.
Except kill them all.
Yeah, well, no. You heard the story about the bomb squad that was called. The police were called to the Walmart, and they went in. And they went in because somebody had come out and said a guy threatened to blow up the whole place. And when they get there, the guy says, no, what I said was I'm about to blow up this bathroom. And it was because he had to go, and he warned everybody, you might want to get out. It had everything to do with what he was going to do on the toilet,
right,
and nothing to do with an explosive.
So his argument is he's kind of doing it facetiously. Yeah, right. I killed them all. Right. You know, that, you know, kind of he's saying that to himself, like, I killed them all.
No,
that's what the guy, you know, that's
luckily I got to the bathroom, because if I'd done this in the interview room, I'd kill them all.
But that's interesting how he does, how what he said and the stuff that he went through. And that's, I believe that's HBO, courtesy of HBO.
Well, don't you think these are allegations, but if he had killed all three of these people, I mean, doesn't that, that's a signal of having some mental illness?
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, right?
Dismembering a guy? It was in self-defense, but what they argued is, everyone's like, well, he dismembered him. That's not a crime. I don't know that that's a crime. That was their argument is, yeah, there's in self-defense, but he dismembered him. That's the body's already dead, right?
But that is a crime. I mean, in most states, hiding evidence is a crime.
But, I don't remember the trial, but basically he was not guilty, and they found that just because he dismembered someone's body doesn't mean he's guilty. And I remember something to that effect. So he got off on that case,
yeah.
And that was another guy. But then this Berman that's killed in Los Angeles, they're going after him because they believe, again, that she knew too much about the disappearance of his wife back in the days, in the 82 or something like that.
Yes.
And so this is... what's happened here, the latest is they're trying to get this dang trial done, and now he's in the hospital.
And we don't know what happened to him. Yeah. We just know that he was not in his wheelchair and that he was down. That's all we know.
Well, I think we're making a mistake.
What?
And that is that we're trying to attribute logical, sane behavior, and I think I said this last time, to someone who obviously is not sane.
We don't say obviously because, guess I hate to say this, Cal, but innocent until proven guilty, right?
Right. Okay.
But it's a defense.
From an outsider's layman's perspective, yeah, perhaps he's just not mentally together. Possibly.
Right. Maybe, might not be. But the guy's estimated worth is $100 million.
Yeah.
And it's just like crazy. And
but it's because he's an heir. It's not because of what he has done.
And apparently his family are just above board, just, the pillar of society type people. I mean, I'm sure they're not perfect. But
there's one in every family. There is. I happen to have been the one in my family, unfortunately.
You're not a murderer.
But
you do like cats, so that's the difference.
Well, actually, that's a family thing. Everybody does like cats.
All right. Well, we go on to El Chapo's wife. You know, El Chapo, we're going to talk about his wife, Emma. And I think this is his third or fourth wife. She is, they're pursuing, something against her for helping, her husband basically run, the cartel and or get away in an escape out of a Mexico jail that was, if you guys didn't read about this, not only bizarre, but amazing what he was able to do. So we'll be back right after this and talk about, very briefly, this interesting issue what's going on for Chapo's
wife. While those really wicked guards in Mexico are paying very close attention to what's going on. Like Fred said, there's a lot of good stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, and you won't want to miss any of it, so stay tuned. We'll be back. Hold on.
Legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to quick quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the quick quack car wash. It's the quick quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.